Ray Holman with UAW 6000. Good evening, Ray. How are you?
Doing great, Cheryl.
Are you enjoying the heat or are you doing all right in it anyway?
You know, I'm a warm weather guy, and it's just fine. I'm enjoying it. I'll take it.
Well, winter wasn't that long ago. That's what I kept telling myself today when we were complaining about that. So we'll take the heat, drink lots of water, and try to stay cool.
That's right.
Very good. I wanted some big changes coming up, some big decisions coming up that are changing. Kind of a surprise to you, I'm guessing. We're talking about House Bill 4701 and 4702. Perhaps give us a little background of what we're dealing with here, right?
Yeah, it is surprising. And you know, when Governor Snyder was running, he indicated that regarding the state workforce, he wanted to end of the days of us always turning around and watching our back to see what was coming next. So I got to say, this one was a little bit of a shocker. This bill, 4701, House bill, and House bill 4702, along with now in the Senate, Senate bill 407 and 408, would dramatically change state employee retirement. And we just had a major change in our retirement system just last year. So it is a little bit of a surprise, and we kind of felt like it was safe to go back in the water, but apparently there's still a lot of sharks in the water.
Well, that's a good analogy. And what exactly do these bills mean? Previously, 3% state employees were paying 3% towards health care. Is that number going to change?
Well, essentially what these bills, yes, to answer your question, it would go up to 4%. So individuals that are in a defined benefits plan, a traditional pension, instead of paying 3%, would be paying 4%. And it would essentially take away health care for future state employees in retirement, and tax our pay and take away health care. And it's a big concern for state employees.
So let's just go over this again. So for new state employees, if these bills go through for new state employees, they won't have health care at all through the state?
Well, as the bills are written right now, and we are still trying to really digest them, and they're throwing so much at us so quickly, it's hard to digest the whole thing. But essentially, it would change the program here with the retirement system. So new employees hired after October 1st of this year would only be given $2,000 for their retiree health care. And individuals who are presently working, who, let's say, were hired before 1997, they would be given the choice to take a 4% pay cut or be forced into a defined contribution program, which is the 401k plan. So it is mandating state employees to do quite a bit. It's really all stick and no carrot, this particular retirement plan. And so, of course, we have concerns for employees, for example, who have worked, let's say, 10 years. They would be given health care vouchers. So all the employee health care that they earned would be calculated and turned into a voucher that they could use to pay for retiree health care when they become eligible to retire. And so it's some pretty major changes. And, it's coming really quick. When you look at the bills now, they say state employees need to make these decisions between July 31st and August 31st. So in order to make these bills become law, you're talking about, jamming them through in 3 or 4 weeks. And we believe, that's just way too fast to digest this. We need to slow down. And when you're making major changes to something as fundamental as health care, we need to really look at that.
Where do you think this is coming from?
Well, this is coming from the administration. It's coming from Governor Snyder. I mean, of course, he brought in a new budget director, John Nixon, and I wouldn't be surprised if the budget director had something to do with crafting this legislation. But it is being pushed by the Snyder administration. And again, it's a little surprising because Governor Snyder said he didn't want state employees to constantly have to turn around and see what was coming after him next, especially after we just got through with a new retirement bill, which was Senate Bill 1226, end of last year. So seems like we're still turning around quite a bit, seeing what's coming our way.
Well, and I one of the things that I did want to talk about, does this affect school employees as well as state employees?
Yeah, this bill is has broad implications. 4702 would include state employees. It would include the Michigan State Police. It would include judges in the legislature, all individuals that get some of their retirement, you know, through the state system. And so there, that portion for the school employees would be in House Bill 4702, and I believe Senate Bill 4408, and they're tie-barred together. So they'll move along together.
Is this on the fast track as we speak now, as far as your understanding?
It really is, Cheryl. As a matter of fact, these bills right now are in the full House Appropriations Committee, and came and then the next step would be the full House floor. And then just today, Senator Kahn introduced again Senate Bill 407 and 408 in the Senate side, which is the companion bills in the Senate. So they're moving at lightning speed. And again, when you're talking about making changes this dramatic, we really think we need more time to digest what's going on. I mean, you're talking about taxing pensions and taking away health care. We need to look at this. Not to mention, Cheryl, you know, collective bargaining rights. You know, in mid-Michigan, Lansing area, we have a lot of state employees, and everybody knows that the best way to handle the situation is at the bargaining table, not to make sweeping mandates.
Well, and we've talked about collective bargaining rights several times when you've been on the show. Am I gathering that this feels like another attack on that? That the Snyder administration has said not to worry, we're going to sit and talk about these things. Does this feel like it's going against that a bit?
Well, it really does. You know, when you're talking about taking away health care from people, you know, the UAW Local 6000 believes more people need health care coverage, not less. But again, yes, when these situations have in the past been resolved at the bargaining table, because, you know, I know, for example, teachers, state employees, and other public workers have taken pay cuts in hopes of maintaining good benefits. And so, again, when you're talking about pushing legislation this quickly, you know, in a 3 or 4 week period, making this dramatic of changes, we just think we need more time to digest it. And you know, we have some real concerns with it.
But the way the legislature and the Senate is made up now, probably don't have the votes to stop it.
Well, that may be true, and that's why we appreciate the opportunity to give our perspective on your program, Cheryl. And I think maybe the general public doesn't know exactly what's going on. I know state employees are just starting to learn about this. And in fact, this bill was introduced, you know, right after the holiday weekend on May 31st. It was right after the Senate and the House reconciled the state budget bill, and everybody was thinking about, you know, taking a little time off, hanging out on Lake Michigan, and all of a sudden, wham, we get this big major legislation introduced. Again, coming on your show, at least we can give people the opportunity to maybe call their local state rep and say, you know, maybe this isn't the best idea.
That was my next question for you, Ray, was are members becoming aware of this, and what are you hearing from them?
Well, when we have the opportunity to explain it to, you know, the state workforce, of course they have concerns. Because, again, you know, the plan is all stick and really no carrot. And it's, you know, to take away health care from people and to change the rules in the middle of the game, you know, we have concerns about. So when they realize that, looking at this legislation, you know, they do have concerns. But again, it's happening so fast. I just think we need some more time to slow down and review it.
And when the contract, you'll be negotiating a contract, that's coming up as well.
Yeah, that'll be done starting at the end of July. And we're not really talking about concessions or bargaining or anything like that until that's completed, and our bargaining team will be making a statement. But again, we're, you know, not really talking about that at this time. We're kind of focusing today on this 4701 and 4702 in the House.
Oh, well, certainly. But I guess my point only was when we talk about these things should be handled at the bargaining table, that's coming up not that far away.
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. This type of stuff. And, like, there's another piece of legislation that is working its way through the House, and that started out as Senate Bill 7, which would mandate that all public employees pay 20% of their health care. And that, again, needs to be handled at the bargaining table. So, this isn't the only bill, unfortunately. We got Senate Bill 7 that would mandate all public employees, including school teachers and state employees, if they can get a constitutional, if they can get the state constitution changed, because we come underneath the authority of the Civil Service Commission.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there's a lot going on, and it's pretty complicated. And I try to do my best to make it simple for people, but that's what we're dealing with.
Well, you always do is help clarify and give us perspective. It's happening fast and furious, isn't it? So we will
that's
keep
right.
track, Ray. Thank you very much for your time, and I'm sure we'll be talking with you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you very much.